Everglades by Randy Wayne White. 2. Dr. Dan L. White. A great brother, a great friend. Hope could not exist if man were created by a random chemical accident. Pleasure, yes. Desire, yes, but not hope. Selfless hope is contrary to the dynamics of evolution or the necessities of a species. S. E. Tomlinson, 1 fathom above sea level. I have always thought there might be a lot of cash in starting a religion. George Orwell, 1938. My letter of yesterday will inform you of the departure of Tecumseh. There can be no doubt his object is to excite the southern Indians to war. These include the Seminole of Florida. The implicit obedience and respect which the followers of Tecumseh pay is astonishing. He is one of those uncommon geniuses which spring up occasionally to produce revolutions and overturn the established order of things. If it were not for the vicinity of the United States, he would, perhaps, be the founder of an empire that would rival in glory Mexico or Peru. No difficulties deter him. Governor of the Indiana Territory, later U.S. President, William Henry Harrison, on the Shawnee leader Tecumseh, who accurately prophesied the New Madrid, Missouri earthquakes of 1811. Chapter 1. Izzy Klein said to Sheba, "Today she hopped in her beamer and drove across the Everglades to Sanibel Island. She's got a couple of friends there, so it could be she's looking for help. A marine biologist named Ford, and someone whose name you might recognize." Sheba was wearing sandals.